Welcome again to the Full Frontal Living Podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Carpenter, and I'm here to guide you through honest conversations about what it takes to navigate life as a high achiever without the frustration, overwhelm, and anxiety. I am a master coach and emotional resiliency expert. And if you're a goal getter, but despite your success, you're feeling burnt out, and it's impacting your self-image, your health, and the vision you have for your life, you're in the right place. Because on this podcast, we are here to stop surviving and start thriving. So today, my listeners, I am diving into a topic that is raw, vulnerable, because it's all about parenting. And I don't know about you, but I can feel like a badass in my business life. But when it's come to parenting, this was the place that I truly struggled. So today is my oldest son's 19th birthday. I cannot believe that I am officially the mom to an adult. I think I kind of stepped into that when he was 18, but here in Canada, 19 is the legal drinking age, and there's just something really significant about 19th birthday. So we also have Mother's Day coming up in just a few short weeks here in May. So I thought it was a really good time to dive into some parenting stuff because, like I said, parenting is vulnerable. There's a quote that says, you know, to parent is to forever have your heart go walking around outside your body. And I don't think anything could be more the truth than that quote. And I remember reading it when I was pregnant. So I'm going to take you back in time today. And I'm going to read you an article that I wrote, oh my goodness, I think back in 2013 or 2014 about how to be a great mom. And then I'm going to kind of dive into my thoughts and where things have changed for me today. So here we go. Being a mom is the toughest job I have ever had. And it's where the majority of my self-doubt, insecurities, and self-talk lives. I never felt like I was one of those moms. And I never felt like I fit in because I didn't see the joy in parenting. I lived in a place of frustration, loss of control, anger, and yes, even some resentment. I didn't know, and just for the record, I still don't really know what I was doing, how I was supposed to feel, and what being a mom was really all about. I measured myself against those moms, air quotes, the cookie bakers, the one whose kids behaved, who were well put together, well fed, and participated in as many activities as they could with their little ones. I didn't bake cookies, and I still don't. I have a hard time getting down and playing with my youngest and staying present with my kids. I don't enjoy playgroups. I don't like making small talk, and I'm not interested in keeping company with the latest and greatest community gossip. When my two oldest boys were young, I did everything I could to move away from being a parent and the discomfort that came with this role. I immersed myself in my business and started my journey into the competitive world of fitness and figure competitions. I developed my business skills, coaching skills, nutrition knowledge, and fitness education. I totally rocked my professional world and I loved it. I made myself busy as a way of avoiding my life, avoiding the discomfort, and avoiding the piece of me that I didn't want to look at. The ultimate role for a woman. Mom. I had picked up the story that I wasn't meant to be a mother and that I was missing the gene that made me want to be a mom. I dug my teeth into my perceived limitations, my weaknesses, and my less than feelings, and made this my truth of why I was failing at motherhood. Those stories are so pervasive, ladies, in terms of how we see ourselves. I yelled often, loudly, and had fierce mommy tantrums. Now, as I sat here writing this years ago, the tears of disappointment were welling up. was so easy for me to pick up that old story, that old stick, and give myself a whack. But as I wrote this, it was time to move on and burn that old stick. I measured myself and my quality as a mom against others and against my own perspective of what motherhood should look like and feel like. I didn't measure up, so it was easy to perpetuate my big fat lie about sucking at parenting. My yelling and controlling were ways, it was my way of a lame attempt at holding it together. If only they would behave, then I would feel better. This was the biggest lie of all. It was not okay, and no amount of yelling or trying to control was making me feel better. It just made me feel more out of control and more pathetic as a mom. I felt like I was failing my kids and failing myself. So at the time that I wrote this, my oldest was 14. He's now just turning 19 and 12. And Jake, my baby, was just 2.5. A lot had changed in my life, and it started with me and not my kids. You see, my boys were showing up every day as they were meant to, playful, full of beans, growing, learning, and needing love. They just needed me to be present, and they only needed my love. So interesting, as I'm reading this article that I wrote to you guys, I am feeling the emotion in me coming up. So I hope it's resonating for you as well. When they were fighting me at bedtime, it was because they could read my energy, the unspoken vibe I was giving off under the surface, which was, hurry up so I can go sit down, work, and get my stuff done. They were inconveniences in my busy life, and the resistance they kept tossing out was just matching my own resistance of being present. I would have never been able to admit or say that at the time. Deep shame and guilt kept me locked in tantrums and emotional outbursts. It was easier to stay angry and rage away in frustration than to admit how I was really feeling. So my life is no longer chaotic because I have done some serious inner emotional work on, gotten honest about what being busy was really masking for me, and I have created new truths about myself as a mom, a businesswoman, a partner, and an individual. I can be successful, love my work, take care of my needs, and be a great mom. My kids don't care that I don't bake cookies, but they do care that I'm there to listen and give them my time and be fully present when they are speaking. They don't care that I can't make every sporting event, but they do care that I can celebrate their accomplishments and hold them tightly when they succeed or stumble. I don't rush Jake off to bed in the evening so I can hurry back to work, and instead, I read to him while being fully present in the moment. I don't even remember reading to my oldest when they were his age. Work can wait. And it was my responsibility to reflect on my days and create the space to do what I needed during work hours so that I could give myself the gift of being with my family. It is not just a gift to my family, though. Slowing down to be with them, no longer to be yelling, stressed out, strung out, anxious, and exhausting, that, ladies, is a gift to myself. They are not counting how many hours I log with them and understand that the quality of time we have together, talking, hugging, holding hands, and snuggling, yes, even my now 19-year-old, every now and then will still curl up with me on the couch. That matters. Even with all the emotional beatings I gave myself, wishing I would have been a better parent in my boys' younger years, they have turned into amazing young men. They are loving, kind, and genuine. And I am so proud of them and the men they are growing into. And I acknowledge that who I am as a parent played a role in who they are as individuals. I spent so much time looking at what I was doing wrong, I never gave myself any kudos for what I was doing right. So this is what I have learned and embraced as I continue to work the parenting spectrum from, you know, almost eight-year-old now to young adults. There is no perfect mom, and you can't measure your worth as a parent against anyone else. The only one who can make you feel good enough as a mom is you. The only one who can forgive yourself is you. The only one who can tell you that you aren't ruining your kids is you. And the most important person who needs to value and celebrate your worth as a mom is you. Cultivating a healthier relationship with yourself is always what allows you to truly show up in your life as a parent, as a partner, and as the unique and beautiful individual you are. So this post was dedicated and is dedicated to all the ferocious, passionate, loving, and too hard on themselves moms that I know and love. I want to remind you that we are all in this together and we are doing this best. We are doing our best. So when this Mother's Day rolls around, I want you to put down your stick, give yourself a high five on a job well done, not done perfectly, but done with love, forgiveness, and kindness to yourself. To be the best mom you can be starts with being the best you and learning to admire and embrace the qualities that you bring to your family. Wow, you guys, I had to stop the recording so I could catch my breath after reading that. Thoughts from so long ago and how much I've continued to still grow and evolve as a parent. So, you know, today my three boys who are now 19, almost 18 and graduating this year, and Jake who's 7, almost 8, my two oldest knew a very different mom than how I show up as a parent now. I really used to rule my house. I was so caught in my own stuff and I just didn't know it. I was so disconnected from myself and my behaviors were masking all the emotions I was unwilling to acknowledge or be with. I really believed I can control anything except my kids, which is why I yelled a lot. And the story that I told myself, like in that article, was if they would just behave, I would feel better. And like I said, I believed that I was actually missing the mom gene. It was just easier to be working all the time in my business where I felt in control than be a parent. I was constantly operating from a place of shame. And when we feel shameful, we behave badly and we point fingers and we blame other people, right? Because we literally can't be with those parts of ourselves. So, you know, when 7 years ago, when life unraveled, and I've talked about this on previous episodes, and I discovered my husband was an addict and off he went to rehab, and I really stepped into taking responsibility for my role in the relationship. You know, what started out as me trying to fix him quickly turned into me realizing that I was just as big as an emotional mess as he was. He was using drugs and alcohol to cover it up, and I was using bad behavior to cover up my emotions. His addiction was such a blessing in my life. It changed who I was being and dismantled many of my stories that I'd been living by. It changed how I parent. I stopped yelling and blaming my kids for how I was feeling, and I took responsibility. I stopped being a victim of my life and my circumstances. So just so I'm clear here, I wasn't a bad mom, but the story I told myself all the stories I told myself had me believing I was. It's so easy for me to go back in time and beat myself up. But the truth is, I didn't know what I didn't know, and shaming and blaming myself for the past won't change what's here today. I learned how to forgive myself, and this means I released any belief or story that things could have been any different than they were. Meaning, I had to let go of this coulda, shoulda, woulda parented a different way. Things happen the way they happen, and although I don't like the way I used to mom, I'm no longer available for any story that doesn't support the awesome mom I am today. As for my boys, we've all transformed together. They had the experience they were meant to have in this life, and to believe that I messed them up doesn't serve them or me. I'm trusting that they received whatever they needed to fulfill their journey in this lifetime, and that's the only place I'm willing to work from. There are no perfect kids, and there are no perfect parents. My commitment to my children is to be the best me that I can be and lead by example. Not do as I say, but do as I am being. I encourage them to pay attention to their values. We have conversations about hard things, and I share who I am as a human. I don't speak down to them. We talk about how we're feeling and how life is happening for our highest good. And they don't always share my perspective, just so we're clear here. If you want your kids to grow, focus on your growth. In my opinion, our kids are here to grow us and not the other way around. They are gifts that show us our light and also our darkness. So my house is a pretty peaceful and calm environment now. I no longer yell, caretake, or try to control everything. I am completely unavailable for chaos, and my family life reflects this. My journey as a mom has come a long way, and I'm proud of how I show up for my kids. I lean into those uncomfortable conversations. I share my feelings, and I let my boys truly see me, not the polished parent side that so many of us want to stand on, but the human side of me. I lead by allowing vulnerability into my relationships and admit to them when I'm not behaving my best. This time with your kids, it goes by so fast. Our kids are just on loan to us. My job was to give them life and hold space for them to grow into men and allow them to have their journey. They can't get life right or wrong any more than I can. They get to make their own choices, switch directions. They're going to feel joy, they're going to feel pain, and they're going to feel loss. They're going to have disappointments and struggles, but they're also going to have victories and celebrations. I want to remind you again, you can't screw up your kids if you are committed to loving them deeply. And if you believe you are, please stop. Do your best. Work on being the best you that you can be, and it will translate into being a better mom, I promise. Forgive yourself and let go of your parenting missteps, because we've all had them. Model compassion and empathy to your kids, and treat yourself the way you want them to treat themselves. Be the adult that you want your children to grow into. Teach, don't tell. Model, don't dictate. Communicate and let them see you, and they'll, in turn, let you see them. Your kids are mirrors, so look at your reflection without looking away. They are here to teach you so much. Release perfection and give them the gift of being okay with making mistakes. And again, lastly, celebrate the gift you are to the world and that you've brought a bigger gift to the world through your kids. So today, I'm celebrating that I've raised good men, that'll continue to raise a good man. You know, Jake's only 8, not even yet. I'm also today acknowledging the grief that I'm feeling because that window that we have our kids for, where they're under our roof and really under our wing, is so short. You know, everybody says it goes by so quickly, and I knew that, but now I know that. So if you're in the weeds with your kids today, just remember, in the grand scheme of your life, maybe you're going to live till 100. Maybe you're going to have your kids under your roof for 25 years. Oh God, if they're still here at 30, I don't think I'll be okay with that. But it really is a short amount of time. And I tell you, by the time they're 17, 18, 19, they're living their lives. They're doing their thing. Today was the first birthday for my oldest that he wasn't here. And I'm feeling that deeply because he's not a baby. But my job was to grow men and to release them into the world so that they can find their perfect partners and live their happy lives. I don't have to worry about that because that they're hardwired to go out there and be happy. We all are when we come to this planet. So if you are struggling, you know, if this episode resonated with you, if you're feeling it deeply, maybe you had pangs of shame come up, maybe you saw yourself in my words and you're not reflecting back on how much you've changed, but you're literally listening going, that is where I am right now. You don't have to muddle through this on your own. This is part of the work that I do with my full frontal living coaching. We strip down these stories. I help you find a new perspective. It really is about working on you. Also, in the next week or so, my mentor, Jim Fortin, is opening up his transformational coaching program. This is 12 weeks where we are going to be diving into things, topics just like this, relationships, and how you can show up differently, and what needs to transform in you so that your relationships feel healthier. I am one of his coaches inside that program. And a lot of the content for this podcast episode came out of feedback that I gave to the participants in our last round. This is how I show up for the students inside TCP. I bring my perspective on motherhood, on emotions, on business, on fitness, on health, on everything that is going to allow you to shift how you're seeing yourself. Because when you do better, you show up in the world better. So I am going to post the link down below in the show notes for how you can find out more about that program or get on the wait list so that you can jump into that program if you're not ready to work with me one-to-one. So you've got options. But please do not hesitate to reach out on Instagram. That is the best place to find me. I would love to hear your takeaways from this episode. If it resonated with you, if you know another mom who desperately needs to hear this message, please share it. And if you haven't yet headed over to iTunes and left a review and a rating, I would be so grateful if you did, because I know that this message needs to get out into the world a bigger way. We have to start showing ourselves more kindness and compassion, ladies, if we want to change the world. We can't change the world from a place of self-abuse, feeling like we're not good enough and we're screwing up the people we love. So on that note, please take very good care of you. Remember, you have to matter most in your life. And when you do, the trickle-down effect to all your relationships will be profound. Sending you all so much love, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.